The following program, Cabba Radio, may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of sass, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Parsnips. We start our broadcast with breaking news from the University of British Columbia. CITR, UBC's campus radio station, along with Tuesday night's hit show Cabba Radio with Teddy Smooth, have called a press conference with news that promises to change the world. We now go live to our UBC campus correspondent, Some Dude.
Well, thanks a lot, Tony. This is Some Dude reporting live from the UBC sub-building here at UBC. Eric's just electric here tonight as Teddy Smooth and E-Rock are here to report. I'm sorry, Tony, I'm just getting handed this information right now. It's just crazy around here. Students have started to form in giant packs around the stage. And here comes Teddy Smooth and E-Rock now. Hey, E-Rock, damn it. Let's listen in, Tony.
Excuse me. Hello. Thank you. Quiet down. Thank you very much. That's enough pictures. Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a seat, everybody. Hello. My name is Teddy Smooth. This is my co-host, E-Rock, beside me.
Yo, yo, yo.
We are from a show called Cabba Radio with Teddy Smooth. We're on Tuesday nights at 11. We called you here today because we have some big news.
Huge.
You see, Cabba Radio has been on the air for just over a year. And recently we had our first evaluation by management. And they wrote to tell us that we, Cabba Radio, were one of the best shows on the station.
Yes! We rock!
All right. Thank you so much for coming out. That's our big news. Hope it changed your world because it changed ours.
Sure did.
Any questions?
That's it? That's the big news?
Well,
we all came here for that?
Security.
How the hell is that going to change the world?
You should shut up.
Hey! Get your hands off of me! Hey, what are you doing? This ain't no G20!
Any other questions?
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Yes.
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche. Pussy.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabba Radio with Teddy Smooth! Tonight, Cabba Radio gets tortured and abused, then serenaded and abused, all in one show, as we welcome live in studio, Bloody Betty and the Deadly Sins! With musical guests, the Gastown Royals! As always, upcoming events, I'm Eric Carberry, and now, here's Teddy!
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
I love it. Can you feel it?
Wow! Feeling it! God! Oh, you're thrusting in the no pants chair!
Yes, thank you very much.
It means good things!
Woo! Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
These crowds, do they get bigger every week?
Yes, that was not Crimes and Treasons on before us. We're not sure where they are this week. So I found Jump Street Boys playing some U-Turn there. Mm. Some rockin' beats.
U-Turn.
Welcome to the show, everybody. My name is Teddy Smooth. That's E-Rock right over there.
Yo.
Tonight's show, big show, we have the Gastown Royals coming through in a little bit. We actually gave them their first radio showcase.
And they've blown up bigger than anyone could have ever imagined.
Blown up. Now they got their EP release. I believe it is July 16th at the Media Club. They're going to be releasing their first EP. So we're excited to have them back in studio. And of course, Bloody Betty and the Deadly Sins are in the other room over there. We have the door closed because we're... Honestly, I think we're a little frightened in the Cabba Radio booth.
Well, she said as I was walking in here that is it all right if I torture these girls while you guys are doing your intro?
Yeah, we have the door closed, locked, and barred, so we're safe until at least we bring them into the studio.
You're going to go get them, right?
editor?
No, that's the co-host job.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, that's cool.
If you'd like to join in the conversation tonight, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBCCITR. To start off the show tonight, we premiered Summer last week, and clearly Summer has not listened.
Mm. Bad Summer.
It's been bad.
Bad.
Maybe we need the Deadly Sins to spank
torture
summer for it. Yeah, torture Summer until it comes back out in place. Because it's been a bit cloudy. Wow, phone call already. First thing we want to talk about, though, right off the top, is actually a project that Bloody Betty is involved in, along with Little Miss Risk. It is actually put on by the Real Theater. It's the Dead on Film Zombie Competition. Now, if you're a fan of zombie films, or you just like zombies and you want to make a film, the Rio Theater is going to be doing a Friday, August 20th midnight show of The Living Dead plus the Dead on Film Zombie Competition. So if you'd like to get involved, you can make a video. It's less, has to be 5 minutes or less. And there's going to be 10 films that are chosen, and the audience is actually going to pick the best three. So it's going to be a good time. Submission deadline is July 30th at midnight. That's July 30th. That's coming up just around the corner. So you have a whole month. Maximum length, again, is 5 minutes. The submission fee is $10, and you can deliver your film along with the submission fee directly to the Rio Theater 7 days a week, anytime after 6 p.m.
Hmm.
We had a phone call.
We did. It was actually our guests.
Oh.
Telling us they're not coming. No, I'm just kidding. I got you there.
Whoa.
I saw your heart drop. No, they're just outside. They're listening. They're listening to us pulling into the parking lot.
Who's that?
That's the Gastown Royals.
Oh, the Gastown Royals. Sweet.
Sorry, I thought I said
all
that.
All right, they're coming on through. Good.
Yeah, they are. They're on their way.
So, are you a fan of zombies?
You know, I am a fan of zombies. I was talking to the Deadly Sins in there earlier, saying about the zombie walk and everything that, you know, I was working one day, and these zombies all of a sudden came in to where I was working, and I had no idea what the zombie walk was, but I still thought it was super cool, because they were just so awesome looking. And so I had to ask them about it, and they told me, and now I know more about it, and I've been watching zombie movies a lot lately. I got into that Walking Dead comic book, which is all about zombies, and I'm actually on a zombie kick right now. I just saw The Crazies, a good movie. And I do like zombies. I hope to be a zombie someday. Hopefully, you know, when I turn about 50, 60, I figure life is downhill from there anyway, so turn me into a zombie and fuck, I'll, you know, rip shit up. No?
You done?
You
all I did was ask you if you like zombies. I didn't need an essay about zombies and how many zombie films you've watched. Wow, that was a great 2 minutes here on Cabo Radio. That is Eric. Tells you about zombies.
Well.
11:15 here at CITR 101.9 FM. Much more zombie talk to get to, including Bloody Betty and her Deadly Sins are here. Gaston Royals a little bit later are going to bring some music. But for now, we're going to get to some music.
Mm.
Again, if you'd like to phone in, we'll ask our guests some questions a little bit later on. 604-822-2487. 604-UBCCITR. Zombie talk and Bloody Betty just around the corner, but for now...
Gets me horny. Oh, I thought that's what you were going to say.
Enjoy.
For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
Wow.
From my laboratory in the castle east,
wow,
to the master bedroom at the vampire's feast,
wow, wow,
the ghouls all came from their humble to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
Wow.
The zombies were having fun
in a super
and his son. Wow. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Wow. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. Wow. The coffin bangers were about to arrive. Wow. With their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They made the match.
They played the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It got on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the Monster Mash.
Oh.
Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring.
Oh.
Seemed he was troubled by just one thing.
What?
Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, oh. Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the Monster Mash.
Oh.
Now everything's cool. Rax a part of the band. And my Monster Mash is the hit of the land.
What?
For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And you, my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support the Vancouver Pride Society in the 2010 Pride season. With great events leading up to Pride, including Gay Day at Playland July 17th, Picnic in the Park July 24th, and the Friday Night Dance Party on Davie Street to kick off Pride weekend. The Pride Parade starts at 12 p.m. on Sunday, August 1st, and the party continues until 5 p.m. at the Pride Festival at Sunset Beach. Join us for an incredible celebration of culture and diversity. For more information and event listings, visit vancouverpride.ca.
This is Bloody Betty, and you're listening to Cabo Radio, radio at CITR.
On the floor, she says that she can't do it anymore. She walks down St. Mark's Place and eats natural food at my place. Now Sally can't dance no more. She can't get it off of the floor. Sally can't dance no more. Sally, she can't dance no more. Sally's losing her face. She lives on St. Mark's Place. In a rent-controlled apartment, $80 a month. She has lots of fun, she has lots of fun. But Sally can't dance no more. No, Sally, she can't dance no more. She went and carried on and can't get off of the floor. Now Sally, oh, she can't dance no more. On her jeans. Now she wears a sword like Napoleon, and she kills the boys and acts like a son. Sally can't dance no more.
Sally can't dance no more.
Hey, what you mean now?
Sally can't dance no more.
Sally, hey, she can't dance no more.
Sally can't dance.
All the really right people. She went to Lady Jardine. She danced with Picasso's illegitimate mistress and wore Kenneth Lane jewelry. Hey, it's trash, but
Sally can't dance no more.
Yeah.
Sally can't dance no more.
You tell me about it.
She can't get herself off the floor.
Hey, Sally. Girl, she can't dance no more.
Dance. No more.
I don't believe
Sally
it now.
Can't dance.
No more can't.
Sally can't dance.
She opens strange doors that we never close again. She began to wail, jealousy scream, waiting at the lights, no one on me. Scary monsters, super creeps, keep me running. To stay, and I stole a room. She asked for my love, and I gave her a dangerous mind. Now she's stupid in the street, and she can't socialize. Well, I love the little girl, and I love her till the day she dies. She wails, Jimmy's guitar sound, jealousy scream, waiting at the light.
David Bowie off his Best of Bowie, Scary Monsters and Super Creeps here on Cab Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. If you'd like to join the conversation tonight, you can also check out any of our podcasts at CITR.ca under the shows, under the letter C, like last week's episode with C.R. Avery as we welcome summer, or the show before that where we welcomed Weed Diva Watermelon and talked about making marijuana stuff. E-Rock was enjoying that show.
I was so stoned.
Yes, yes, he was. A little bit later on in the show, we have the Gastown Royals. They're just arriving here in the station. They're getting all prepped up, ready to go. Got some new tunes that we didn't hear from them last time, as they'll be dropping their EP Friday, July 16th at the Media Club. Their first ever EP, so it's exciting. Exciting stuff. As well as this exciting right here in studio, because E-Rock is in the back. He's being tortured as we speak by the Deadly Sins, JC DeVille and Misery May. And we'd like to welcome to the studio Bloody Betty.
What happened to Bloaty Betty?
Well, I was told that I would get bloaty if I said it that way. So I'm not known for always saying the names correctly, but... since I was threatened, and I did turn the mic on for that, so it's on recording, so just so you know, if you...
Anything that I say can will be used against me.
Exactly. It's all recorded here at CITR.
All right, good.
We expect it.
Your Deadly Sins, and you are having your Bloody Betty's Phobia show Saturday, July 3rd at the Rickshaw Theater. Now, a little while ago, E-Rock was involved with your audition show. Tell us a little bit about what this show is and what the difference between that show and this show is.
Well, the difference that would be the most poignant difference would be that the last show was more of like a drunk fest 2010.
E-Rock did mention that.
We're looking for fresh meat, and Betty has found a few to torture.
Yeah, we were looking, I was basically looking for new performers,
slash meat.
Now, I was under the impression that that show, you were going to take the best of that show and put it in this show, but you actually only are taking a few numbers from that show, is that correct?
We're taking the ones that kind of fit the bill. The Phobias show we're going is kind of a theme, so we're going with all those, like, you know, creepy crawly things that scare people in the middle of the night, and anything that kind of worked with that, we are reusing in this show, but we also kind of came up with some new stuff for the Sins as well, so.
Now, E-Rock, did you get a phone call?
Well, it's like acting, right? Like, you got, I don't know yet. Like, I'm still waiting.
Oh, okay.
You left your rope at my house, buddy.
It was weird because, you know, they showed up today. They didn't recognize me, so I had to take my clothes off. Then they recognized me and thought about it.
And yet you were in a compromising position, I think, when we realized what was going on, too.
Yes, I think about it.
Now, you talked about the theme. What is the theme? It says, delve into a night of frightening performance art that will bring you face to face with your worst fears. What are your worst fears?
My worst fears?
Yes, what are your
worst? Like, I'm going to fucking tell you. Oh, okay.
Are you going to show me your show?
Unless you have, like, a death wish.
I guess, sometimes I do. Misery May, what about you? What's your role in all of this? You're one of the Sins. What does being a deadly sin mean?
Being a deadly sin?
Yes.
It means that, you know, we're the loyal, like, minions of Bloody Betty herself. She gets to boss us around and tell us what to do.
Okay.
And where to go.
And, yeah, where to go, how to do it.
And J.C. DeVille, how do you enjoy this deadly sin role? Which sin are you?
Well, I'm Wrath, and
very fittingly,
it's very fitting because anger is in with everybody, and to portray that, it's really fun because you can do whatever you want on stage. You can beat up whoever you want on stage and know that you can't get arrested, but although if I have to, I will. So I have my whip with me, so if you plan on getting bad, you better not get out of control, because I will whip your ass.
Promise?
I promise, baby, all the time.
E-Rock did talk about getting out of control earlier, so we might have to get into that.
Guys,
yes, he did leave
protection,
his rope.
Protection.
What kind of protection do we need?
Bubble wrap.
Bubble wrap, okay.
Yes, no condoms, helmet. No anything else that's clean, you know.
Bubble wrap.
Down and dirty.
Now, who are some of the performers in this Phobia show coming up on July 3rd?
Well, we have most of the new Deadly Sins will be performing as well. We have, oh my God, some crazy performers. We have Rosie Delight, one of my personal favorites, totally disturbing lady. Just think she's got a few problems.
She does.
That's for another show.
We have Melody Mangler, Misfit, Candy Curves. All these names are just so much fun to say.
Mm-hmm. and
Jenny Magenta.
Now, have you seen their shows? Do you know what they're bringing? Are they bringing
I did the collecting on this one. Yeah.
So you handpicked your favorite disturbing numbers for these girls.
Well, I kind of let them come up with their own ideas.
Of, Little Miss Wrist, Rosie Delight. Who else have I seen do a disturbing number? Melody Mangler. Yeah, they've all done. I haven't seen Misfit do a disturbing number, so it'd be interesting to see that.
I think it's a new one.
It's a new one. Yeah. Okay. All right. And E-Rock, did you get a phone call?
No, I was just saying I didn't hear my name in that list.
I'm looking on the list here.
Is it there?
No. Did you use one of your other names?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I wrote it out, and definitely, yeah.
Did you write it in pencil or pen?
Nope, like big felt pen or a big piece of paper. So
I don't know. Maybe I just have something.
You gotta write it in blood and submit it to me in person at my front door alone. Don't bring anyone.
Alone.
Do I need protection?
You need your lots and lots of bubble wrap.
Back to the bubble wrap, yeah.
Now, are you going to be hosting this show or performing or both?
I will not be hosting. I will be performing.
Who is hosting this show?
We have, I don't really know what to call him. He's a man of many names, but Bernie Bombay will be hosting in one
Senor
of his many of his personalities, yeah.
And you're also putting together a best costume con. Is this is obviously costume-inspired
kind
show.
Kind of. We like it when people dress up because, you know, know it's a bit of a challenge for a lot of people, and we do a lot of contests. We have tons of crazy giveaways, including like my firstborn fetus, which I'm keeping in the fridge for an occasion like this. But we have crazy prizes, but we kind of pick people to participate based on the fact if they're wearing a costume or not. Because I think those people are more worthy of winning, like, $100 gift certificates for tattoos and stuff like that, so...
Well, speaking of outfits, I mean, I know the people, viewers can't, or the listeners can't see you guys.
Or smell us.
Or smell you.
Yeah.
But they look absolutely amazing and smell like shit. I mean, no, they smell good, too. So my name's really not on that list, is it?
Yeah.
Don't worry, we'll call you.
Much more to get to with Bloody Betty's Phobia Show, Saturday, July 3rd. We're going to come back. We're going to take a small musical break, and we'll come back with a few more questions for her and her deadly sins right after this on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, CITR, 101.9 FM.
See more, feed me all night long. That's right, boy, you can do it. Feed me, see more, feed me all night long. 'Cause if you feed me, see more, I can grow up big and strong. You like a Cadillac car, on a gas shot on jackpot. How about a date with Hedy Lamarr? You're gonna get it if you want it, baby. How would you like to be a big wheel? Dining out for every meal. I'm the class to make it all real. You're gonna get it. Hey, I'm your genie. I'm your friend. I'm your willing slave. Take a chance, feed me in. You know the kind of geese, the kind of red hot treats, the kind of sticky licking sweets I crave. Oh, come on, Simo, don't be a putz. Trust me in your life, for sure that rival key touch. Sure, little Michigan boy, work up some guts and you get it.
I don't know. Machine. Turned around like I was James Dean. Yeah, 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 yeah. All the guys on the corner turned green.
So go get it. Woo, woo, woo. If you wanna be profound, if you really got to justify, take a breath and look around. A lot of folks deserve to die.
Stupid woman. Christ, what a friggin' scatterbrain.
I'm so
off the motorcycle!
Yes, Little Shop of Horrors. That was The Plant. What was his name? Anyone?
Oh, God.
What's The Plant's name?
Call us now.
604-822-2487. 604-UBC-CITR. If you
Feed
know
me.
The Plant's name from Little Shop of Horrors. What?
I know it, but should I just tell it now?
No, give it a minute. We'll come back to it.
Are we giving anything away?
Toy with
I don't know.
You give away some tickets.
You want to give away? Okay. First person to phone gets tickets. Look at that phone call right there.
Who gets the right answer?
Oh,
we'll take
that'd be a good one.
A
ticket.
We are here with Bloody Betty and her Deadly Sins, JC DeVille and Misery May. They have a show which is July 3rd at the Rickshaw Theater called Bloody Betty's Phobia Show. Your worst nightmare is crawling out of your head to get you Saturday, July 3rd at the Rickshaw Theater.
So many possibilities, eh?
Delve into a frightening night of performance that will take you face to face with your worst fears. Now, we were talking about zombies before. Now you're also involved with the August 30th show at the Rio Theater with the zombie film competition.
Yeah, would you like a rundown of my history with zombies as well? Or
yes, yeah. E-Rock gave a thrilling version earlier.
Tell us about the books and the comics.
Now, is it a requirement of being Bloody Betty to like zombies?
They're kind of like competition, really.
Are they?
So I don't know how much I like them, but you know, I like their rotting flesh and stuff.
You like the
I'm kind of a peeler, like one of those scab pickers.
Where does that come from? Have you always been a scab picker?
Yeah, as long as I can remember, yeah.
Since you were a little kid, you've always sort of liked spiders and all that sort of quote-unquote dark stuff.
I like blood.
According to her sister, she's always been this way.
Really? Okay. According to sister. What's her name?
Nikita Graham. She's going to be singing with us as well on July 3rd. And she's actually...
You have to actually speak into the mic.
She's actually really awesome. Nikita Graham is really good. So she's going to be singing with us, and that is Bloody Betty's sister. And she will be having fun with us and getting into the underworld.
You see, I think it would be better if she was, like, purity something. You know, like, you were the Bloody Betty, and she was
the... It's pretty close. You got to see
it. She was the white princess sort of thing.
She's pretty much, like, the diamond-encrusted...
Then you could battle.
Gucci. Gucci-covered queen of leopard print.
Now, getting back to the zombies, tell us a little bit about... do you know much about the film competition yet?
It's kind of still in the works, but what do you want to know?
They need to get their films in by July 30th.
July 30th is the deadline for entries, yes.
5 minutes max.
Yes.
And it can be any sort of zombie film they want.
Yes, I particularly, personally, am looking for zombie porn, so if anybody can make that fantasy come true for me, I will, you know, put in a couple extra votes on here.
My number 778-847.
I'll get on that right away.
So they shoot a zombie film, anything they want.
Zombie porn encouraged.
$10 submission fee, and they can drop it off at the Rio Theater. It has to be done by July 30th, and then you guys are going to watch some of them, pick the best 10,
yes,
and premiere those on August 30th. And then the crowd is going to pick the best
20th.
Oh, 20th.
Yeah, it's actually the day before the zombie walk. And we're actually giving away as one of the prizes a complete zombie makeover.
What is the zombie walk? I actually don't know that much about it. What is it for people that don't know?
You know what? I've, funnily enough, never participated in it.
No.
Me either, but I have seen people walking around Commercial and Broadway in their zombie outfits and their makeup and stuff. And actually, they really have a lot of fun with it, and they get right down into their costume.
What's really sad is I haven't participated either.
They're not really zombies? What the fuck is that?
Wow. The Sins, Bloody Betty, no zombie walk.
That's all the time we have.
Time to go.
Well, I intend on participating this year. So.
This year we promise. We promise.
But the show at the Rio will involve zombie blood wrestling and zombie burlesque performances as well. So there will be some, you know, tits and blood for anybody who isn't into zombies.
Did we have a winner? Did we have a name?
No, wait.
Calling for directions.
We're holding a competition here to give away tickets to Bloody Betty's Phobia Show Saturday, July 3rd. If you know the name of the plant from Little Shop of Horrors, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR.
This is Zombie Walk.
21st
of August.
Yeah.
21st of August is Zombie Walk. Now, getting back to your show on July 3rd, if you haven't seen a phobia show or something like this, what can people expect to see on this show, apart from you not being so drunk as last time?
Apart from that, which, you know, I should probably charge more for those. Mm-hmm. Those were apparently quite entertaining moments on my behalf. You're welcome, by the way, anyone who got to see that. Apart from that, it's a very professional, well-run show. It's a bunch of basically like, I mean, burlesque is really, really, really huge in this city, and you know, everybody knows what burlesque is, but gorlesque is kind of a twist on that. It's kind of like, we've been called like the guar of burlesque, because it's like, you know, there's a lot of blood splattering and mutilation, violence, urine, things like that going on.
Sick and twisted.
Now, the Deadly Sins, are you going to be performing as well, or are you just backup?
No, we're performing as well.
We have our own numbers.
And let's start. Misery May, what do you do? What is involved with your number?
Well, our numbers will change from time to time. I wouldn't quite want to tell you what my number is coming up now, because it wouldn't be surprised.
Maybe a teaser? Can we give a little hint of what we're going to get? It's going to be a worse nightmare.
There's going to be white and possibly blue. Lots of blue.
And J.C. DeVille for you?
Well, if anybody has snake phobias, well, I'm sorry if I really scare the crap out of you, but it's my job, and so, like, you better come out and see my snake number.
Well, now they know you have snakes, and now they know to be very, very afraid.
It doesn't matter exactly what kind of snakes and what I've got, but, you know, I gotta give them a little bit of a fright, so if they really want to see what I've got, they better come out and see.
And if you want to see what I'm hiding and not telling you, you gotta come out and see.
Because that is a good plug. It's white and blue. That would make me... What about you, Betty? Any little teaser as to what you're going to be doing at the show?
Well, basically what I do is just kind of like, you know, spread havoc within the venue of choice. So I don't really know. I just kind of do what I want.
You're going to wreck havoc.
Yeah.
Well, she's our queen.
Yes. Betty is the head gal, and if you mess with her, you're going to get your throat slit. So don't fuck with her.
Well, on that note, Bloody Betty's Phobia Show, Saturday, July 3rd. I think we don't want to get too involved. E-Rock's not involved in the show. We think we figured that out. Saturday, July 3rd at the Rickshaw Theater. Tickets are $15 at the door. Doors at 8 o'clock, show at 9 p.m. For more information, contact Little Miss Risk at tristan@frontmanrecords.net. Are you brave enough to witness the deepest horrors in your mind?
Horrors?
Ooh, I like
Did you call
horse?
Us horrors?
Kind of horrors.
Horrors.
Am I a whore? I'm a whore for gore.
My phone number again is 718-847.
You're listening to Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. My name's Teddy Smooth. E-Rock's in the back. Yo. We have J.C. DeVille, Misery May, The Deadly Sins, or some of The Deadly Sins, and Bloody Betty, her show again, Saturday, July 3rd at the Rickshaw Theater. Thanks so much for coming and playing with us on Cab Radio.
No problem.
All right.
You had plenty of fun and not enough torture.
Yeah, nobody died tonight.
When we come back, the Gastown Royals will be here. They'll be premiering some new songs here on Cab Radio that will be released on their EP Friday, July 16th at the Media Club. Back with them and more, including upcoming events after this.
We are now going to practice our sentimental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Pi R Squared, located in the main concourse of the Sub. Pi R Squared was voted the best pizza by The Slice in Canada, by its own staff. The joint always has a great vegetarian selection, is now offering cheeseless pizza. Open 10 a.m. till late, 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
But we got E-Rock, a.k.a. Eric Carberry, bringing it in for one more song here. So I hope you enjoy. This is called Midnight Sky, right here on Cab Radio.
Fight for me.
someone clear, that's for sure. We go about a days, yeah, never looking back. What got you in my life with no regret? Put a harmonica solo here, but I'm gonna try. Top of the world, ain't no other place to go. Cause the sky is the limit, and everything within it. Oh, we will shine so bright in this midnight sky. There's a long, long road ahead, but we can't see the end. No, no, no. And I will fight for you. Fight for me, not baby. Yeah, 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 yeah. This long, long road ahead, but we can't see the end. No, no, no. Yeah, 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 baby, baby. This long, long road, oh, we can't see the end. No, no, no.
Telling me every move to make. And I'm tired of Martha Stewart's ass telling me how to bake a cake. And I've just about had my fill of Dr. fucking Phil. Tired of looking at Tiger's ass and Shaquille fucking Neal. Paris Hilton could fuck up a county fair. Just proof that you can be stupid, still be a billionaire. I'm tired of Simon's ass telling people that they can't sing. I'd fire Donald Trump's ass for knowing every fucking thing. Jim and Brad and Angelina's ass, I'm about tired of looking at them. And I'm about ready for Hollywood's ass to run out of fucking film. Tired of everything on TV. Everybody loves Raymond, except for fucking me. I'm tired of that Lance's ass in France riding on a bike. And I could pretty much give a damn what some actress's dress looks like. It'd be nice if hip-hop's ass would finally learn to play three chords. I'm about fed up with Nashville's ass and the Hand Me a Trophy Awards. Barry Bonds hitting a bunch of fake home runs. And a fake ass Larry the Cable's ass. And get her fucking done. I'd like to watch football's ass without worrying about T.O. And I'm resolved to tell W's ass where the fuck he can fucking go. Be the first to second telling the third world what the fuck they can fucking do. It'd be fun to watch Mel Gibson's ass get whipped by the Jews.
I'm tired of my old ass singing this fucking song. There's a lot of people's ass I'm tired of, but the list is too fucking long, and I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
The hills were alive with wildflowers, and I was as wild, even wilder than they. Or at least I could run. They just died in the sun, and I refused to just wither in place. Just a wild mountain rose needing freedoms to grow. So I ran, fearing not where I go. When a flower grows wild, it can always survive. Wildflowers don't care where they grow. And the flowers I knew in the fields where I grew were content to be lost in the crowd. They were common and close. I had no room to grow, and I wanted so much to branch out. So I uprooted myself from my home ground and left. Took my dreams and I took to the road. When a flower grows wild, it can always survive. Wildflowers don't care where they grow. I grew up fast and wild, so different from me. I just never belonged. I just longed to be gone. So the garden one day set me free. I hitched a ride with the wind, and since he was my friend, I just let him decide where we'd go. When a flower grows wild, it can always survive. Wildflowers don't care where they grow. Just a wild rambling rose seeking mysteries untold. No regret for the path that I chose. When a flower grows wild, it can always survive. Wildflowers don't care where they grow.
On CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
My name name's Fire Phoenix, and we're heating up the show with the Vancouver International Burlesque Fest. We are live here with Capilano Radio.
Close.
What is it? Cabaradio.
Yeah.
Cabaradio. Now that's a cool name. With you and DJ Teddy Smooth.
Got the kids to bed. Now what?
This is Upcoming Events with Teddy Smooth.
All right, we're going to start off this week with, well, they call it Canada Day Glitz Creek at Club 560, but it's actually not on Canada Day. It's actually tomorrow night, Wednesday, June 30th at Club 560, 560 Seymour Street. Going to be featuring some pop, electro, rock, dance classics, as well as some bumping and grabbing groovy house. There's also going to be some burlesque involved with Burgundy Bricks, Doc Chocolate, one of our favorites, Lola Frost, and Miss Cherry on Top, hosted all by Miss Mink Sphincter. Ooh, sphincter. I like it. I like that word. That's going to be Canada Day, but not Canada Day, June 30th at Canada Day Presents Glitz Creek at Club 560. Club 560 is located at 560 Seymour Street. Moving over to Thursday. Hey, that's Canada Day, so I'm not really going to tell you much because you go find your own party.
Good one.
Yeah, you like that? Friday, we're moving over to Friday. It is the Clownish Cabaret at Café du Soleil. That rhymes. It's almost like they planned that out. Let's get the party started. MC Snoo, a.k.a. Jacques Lalonde, as well as some all sorts of different clowns, including April Peel, who will be revisiting her mime number that she did in the Burlesque Festival. All sorts of fun. Doors at 8 p.m., show at 8:30. That is the Clownish Cabaret at Café du Soleil this Friday, July 2nd, 8:30 till 11 p.m. Now, they were just in studio, and we haven't given away those tickets yet, so if you know the name of the plant in Little Shop of Horrors, give us a call, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR, and you have won yourself two tickets to Bloody Betty's Phobia Show, July 3rd, this Saturday, at the Rickshaw Theater. Doors are at 8 p.m., show is at 9. Delve into a night of frightening performance art that will bring you face-to-face with your worst fears. That's Bloody Betty's Phobia Show, Saturday, July 3rd, at the Rickshaw Theater. See what I did there? I brought, like, the light into it a little bit, E-Rock. Do you like that?
I loved it.
Thank you. Moving over to... moving over to Sunday, it is Kitty Nights, and every Sunday night it's Kitty Nights. This week we are actually part of the Jazz Festival. Yes, it's Jazz Babies of Burlesque, featuring Burgundy Bricks, Toronto Girl, DD Star, Crystal Precious, and Madame May I, with Jazzy Go-Go by Miss Kiss, with antics from the Professor, and I'll be there spinning the tunes, DJ Teddy Smooth. We're actually one of the official events of the Jazz Festival, so come check us out this Sunday, July 4th, at the Biltmore Cabaret. Every Sunday, it is Kitty Nights. That is it for upcoming events this week. When we return, the Gastown Royals are here. Be back in just a minute.
Yeah!
Bruce Springsteen with Old Dan Tucker. Here on Cab Radio CITR 101.9 FM. Tuesday nights at 11. Catch our podcast at CITR.ca. Write that name down. Teddy Smooth. Got to write it down to remember it.
Remember it.
Don't forget it. It's Teddy Smooth. Now, E-Rock's in the back.
Yep.
604-822-2487. 604-UBC-CITR. Check out the podcast at CITR.ca. Under shows, under the letter C. Bringing into, I don't know what I was going to say with that. I'm all flustered from our security.
More security problems.
I think it was Bloody Betty again.
They were scared by the blood. They probably went out and tortured somebody.
It's true.
Maybe one of the security guards.
Maybe.
I'd feel privileged and lucky if I was one of you, security.
Welcome to the studio, the Gastown Royals. They have a show July 16th at the Media Club. It's your EP release party.
Big deal, yeah.
What does an EP mean?
I believe the official term is erogenous play.
Erogenous play. Uh-huh. Welcome to the studio, Rocco, Avi, Jared, and Kaz.
You got her.
Did we meet last time? Are you new? Hi, how are you? It's good to meet you.
New since we were.
We didn't have drums last time.
That's right.
Well, see, the thing is, we went to play a show, and we knew Kaz by proxy through Avi and myself, and we asked Kaz if he wanted to come and play one show with us, and we'd pay him afterwards. So he came down, did a couple rehearsals with us, and then after our first show, Avi went up to speak to Kaz. He's like, "So, how much should we pay you?" And he's like, "Or do you want to maybe play with us?" Kaz is like, No, I'm in the band. No, I'm in the band. Packed up his drum kit, was off for the night, and we've been stuck with him ever since.
Now, you guys started your career with Girls Can't Fly Jetpacks.
Yeah, Girls Can't Fly Jetpacks.
Another popular hit is your version of Wagon Wheel.
Yes, our cover of Wagon Wheel sung with balls.
It's one of the favorites at the show.
Yeah.
That I've been to. People have been waiting, bated breath, for that schlong to appear. Now, on this EP, you were telling me earlier today, Rocco, that you guys have fleshed out some new songs.
We've been working on new material steadily. We all work different hours. So any chance we get, we shoot ideas off of each other, and we're slowly coming up with some pretty killer tunes, some pretty killer B-side tunes, but, you know, they're ours, and we love them.
Now, when we first met you guys, that was your first radio show, just about to have your first show.
First week as a band.
And you were playing some covers, you had a few of your own. So take us, what has happened since then?
So since we played our first show, we've got the addition of our amazing drummer, Kaz, who also, greatly enough, as any indie band knows, one of the most biggest arduous tasks is getting merch done, t-shirts. Well, guess who owns one of the best independent silk screening printing shops in town? Well,
Bloody Betty.
No, she killed that guy, and then Kaz took his place. Kaz owns Mimas Apparel. And he makes t-shirts and stickers and everything you could possibly imagine. And so he's been doing all of our merch for
us. His Tetris stickers are huge in the U.S.
It's true.
Yeah.
Really wall deckles. Wall deckles. You know, whatever pays the bills, boys.
When you guys first started, would you say that you were a bit heavier on the covers than the originals? And is that flipped now?
We've got a few favorites that we always play, you know, like, we've kind of just been trying to write our own stuff.
So, I think originally we played so many covers just so that we could all learn a song right away and then get used to playing as a band and then
from there, we just started writing our own stuff and then weeding the covers out.
Now, being in studio, creating your EP, a lot of this is sort of stuff that you guys have come together yourself. Are these mostly your guys' tunes?
Yeah, these are ones that Jared has written and ones that we've written together.
One you wrote yourself?
One I wrote myself, which is very impressive because I actually only know 12 chords.
Right on.
On the guitar.
And I thought it was three.
Well, but see, like, if I move my hand in a special way, if I just wiggle the pinky around, then that looks like a whole bunch of different chords.
Did you just say 12?
Yeah.
I thought there was only 4 or 5.
getting in the studio, Jared, and doing your own stuff as opposed to working on songs from other... How is that... Like, the songs that you have written, have they changed at all? Because when you do a cover... Well, not all the time, but a lot of the time it's sort of that song, but just with a little bit of your own band's twist. Now, how has it been to hear people playing the music that you've had in your head?
For us, it's really, like, it's really organic. We just kind of, like, sit down, we play, and we kind of suss it all out from there, you know? Mm. It's good. It works. These guys know what I'm talking about.
They're picking up what I'm putting them down. Squeeze the best wine out of your mind grapes.
That is sexy. Sexy talk.
As bromantic as it may sound, we're all very supportive and very good with each other's music, which actually makes it really easy and makes the rest of the band super approachable to bring new things. Like when our lead guitar player Matt's not here tonight, but like when Matt comes up with like a really tasty lick, or Jared comes up with a bunch of nice chords, or Abby comes up with some good lines, or I come up with something, we all bring it to the table, and then Kaz puts the drum beat behind it, and makes we play the fucking song, right? And then we make him do what it do, baby.
And then you make him make the t-shirts.
Yeah.
Get the sweatshop.
No, we're like, hey, Kaz, we need all these t-shirts, but we don't want to pay any money for them, and we need you to do all the work and not get paid for it, too.
And slap to the face.
Sounds awesome. Yeah. All right, well, let's come back and talk to you guys, but let's get into just a little bit of your music first. We'll get you maybe give me a little bit of a beat so I can get these things.
See what that sounds like.
Told you, you're looking classy in your dancing shoes, and darling, there ain't nothing that I wouldn't do for you. We'll drive off into the sunset in a classic car built for two. Yeah, maybe we had just a little too much tonight. Maybe we'll fall, maybe we'll slide. Hey, darling, I've waited this long to find out your favorite reason to miss that sad song. Hey, darling, don't worry too much, 'cause if you keep me in touch, I won't have to ride 100 miles. Darling, if I told you, you're the first thing that I think of when I wake. And darling, you're the song that's stuck inside my head all day. Yeah, and if your smile was sunshine, I'd go blind, 'cause I never look away. Yeah, maybe we had just a little too much tonight. Oh, maybe we'll fall, maybe we'll slide. Hey, darling, I've waited this long to find out what they've been losing. No sad, sad songs. Hey, darling, don't worry too much, 'cause if you keep in touch, I won't have to write one of my own. And so, baby, if you
you go away. I'll write you a song every single day. And if those songs don't make you cry, I'll paint you a picture of the loneliest night. And if that don't bring you back to me, I'll sail the Pacific just to wash up at your feet. But I hope it never comes to this, 'cause I fell in love at that very first kiss. Hey darling, I've waited this long to find out what they've losing those sad, sad songs. Hey darling, don't worry too much, 'cause if you keep in touch, I won't have to write one of my own.
The UBC Learning Exchange Trek program wants you to get involved in your community. Learn about important social issues while volunteering at inner-city schools or nonprofit organizations. You'll also get to meet other UBC students in a fun and supportive environment. See how your talent and skills can make a difference in your community. Participate throughout the term or during reading week. Check out www.learningexchange.ubc.ca/CITR to find out more.
Back here live in studio. This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. Tuesday nights at 11, CITR 101.9 FM. We had a contest a little earlier. We want to congratulate our winner, Dale, for naming the plant from Little Shop of Horrors. Audrey 2, after his love, Audrey, in the film. Dale has won 2 tickets to the Bloody Betty's Phobia Show, Saturday, July 3rd at the Rickshaw Theater. Congratulations, Dale, and thanks for phoning into Cab Radio. In studio here, you just heard the Gastown Royals. They have a show July 16th at the Media Club. Now, we're also going to be giving away a prize pack, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to be giving away a little prize pack for the show on July 16th. What you're going to get in the prize packs, you're going to get 2 tickets. They'll be waiting for you at the door. You're also going to get a copy of our EP, You Should See the Other Guys, the Dirty Bootleg EP. And you're also going to get a Gastown Royals custom T-shirt.
And how are they going to win this?
Oh, I don't know. You're the man that thinks up the quizzes. Right?
Let's do some more Little Shop trivia.
Okay, if you can tell me, not in the original motion picture with Jack Nicholson that wasn't musical, but the one with Rick Moranis that is, you know, fairly mainstream if you've ever seen a musical, what is the name of the actor that played Mr. Mushnick? Mr. Mushnick is the man. It's Mushnick's Flower Shop.
Oh, okay. Sorry,
now, if you can tell us...
Eddie, everyone knows that!
Now, if you can tell us who played Mr. Mushnick in the musical version of Little Shop of Horrors, you will win that prize back.
You call in and say John Voight, I'm going to be upset.
604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. You might want to go to IMDb for that one. I have no idea.
What was the point that John Voight started looking like a raspberry that talked?
We are joined by Rocco, Jared, Abby, and Kaz. I like that. It's like a cheers all of a sudden.
I didn't try to mask mine like I do in the movie.
Ooh, Bubba Hotel.
Have you? You guys have your very first EP coming out. How did you find the making process of making your EP? Was it frustrating? Because we talked to a band, Warless, a couple weeks ago, and they were used to playing live all the time, and for them, a lot of it was very frustrating at times because you had to get it right.
We found out that...
You can't really tell on the radio, but I'm tapping my nose and pointing at you.
What was the most frustrating part? Just having to not make mistakes sort of thing?
All 5 of us solo. And apparently, like, people love it at the live shows because we're just so full of energy. But for recording, especially recording off the floor to get a good natural country warm sound, warm country sound... It's no fucking good.
were you guys all separated, or were you together playing?
We weren't like booth secluded, but we all recorded in one big room, and then we pulled everybody out, and then did it again, but just individually. So we were pretty much all in the same spot, but just without the rest of the people there. And it was a little lonesome.
And we actually lived at the studio for a couple days, Highland Studios out in Langley, where it's closed.
Well, yeah, it's closed
tomorrow.
It's closed the day after tomorrow.
Well, get in there while you can.
If you need to get down to Precision Entertainment, Fandango Martinez, also a big help on the Gaston Royals EP.
Our producer and engineer.
And drug dealer.
That's why we're not using his real name.
The drug
and great
name. Also, special thanks to McFrugals.
The drug of choice.
Jack Daniels.
Music.
I don't think anybody thought you'd go there.
I
think it's Perks and Jack.
So we're still waiting on a winner from that winner question from Rocco on how to win tickets.
Come
who
on,
was it?
It's called IMDb, people.
Mr. Pershnick?
Mr. Mushnick.
Mushnick, okay. If you'd like to win a prize pack from the Gastown Royals, including a t-shirt, tickets to their show, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. If you're listening to the podcast and no one wins by the end of the show, you can contact us at cabradio@gmail.com. Lovely. Lovely to
you're
have
lovely.
You here. Lovely. All here. Of you. All of you.
I want to hear another song.
Easy, you rock.
Whoa,
you'll get your
Max.
Fix.
You better...
Got that. Hold him back! Hold him back!
That was crazy.
You better go.
No, you rock's right. We need to hear another song.
I got the itch!
All right.
Time for one, two?
Huh? How many songs do we do? Huh?
A couple.
Yeah, we just... Got a couple more? All right, let's... Count us in, Kaz.
Are you planning to melt, like, a...
Which one? All our songs.
All songs is one
song. At the same time.
Nice.
Stuck in the Rain?
You got the remix?
It is the remix. Yeah,
I play one harmonic in my mouth,
Here's
one of my nose, and
one
of my ass.
What are we going to hear?
The song's called Stuck in the Ring.
Stuck in the Rain?
Yes.
Okay. Or Stuck with a Ring.
Here's Teddy.
That's not fun.
This song will be on our... This
Rocco
song will be on our EP.
Not appreciate that.
This is not Rocco approved.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
All right.
Ready.
Let's do it.
I was born ready.
Love's got me out wandering. I've been talking to strangers just to find home again. And maybe when I get back, things will brighten. But for now, I'm just stuck in the rain. I've been out counting street lights again, wondering about where you are and how you have been. Dumbstruck and confused while the phone's still ringing, wondering why I'm still stuck in the rain. Stuck in the rain.
wondering why I'm still stuck in the rain. Oh, the blues got me bad. I've been soaking my feet in the rain on the streets. Oh, in my back, keep this train on its tracks. Whoa, the blues got me bad. 'Cause every man's cursed to do his best. Yeah! When he's at his worst, I was fine, boys, just fine.
Mighty fine, mighty.
All right,
fine.
One more.
Yeah. All right,
let's change
let
it up.
Grab my banjo. Hold on a second. All right, you ready for this?
This next one's special. This is a treat for all you listeners.
Before we do this song, you guys got is it cool if I go have a smoke first?
Yeah, totally.
Man. You guys think we got time?
I love smoking.
can we smoke in the booth? Is that allowed?
You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. A picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days...
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure, remember that
CITR
can be mighty helpful.
Yeah!
Back here live in studio, this is CITR 101.9 FM, Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. E-Rock's back there working on the iPhone, and we're taking some videos here with the Gastown Royals. They have a show Friday, July 16th at the Media Club with their EP release. Before we heard Smoke Smoke, That Cigarette, as well as Stuck in the Rain, what did you guys start off with? What was the first one?
That was Hey Darlin'.
Hey Darlin'. We do have a winner for our prize pack.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to Bill with the answer of Vincent Gardenia. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Bill has won himself a prize pack, although he has left no contact information.
Bill, you show up and we swear to God we'll get you in.
I'm pretty sure I know that.
So, Bill, we'll probably get your contact information.
Do we like Bill?
Don't ever play Jeopardy against my brother Bill.
Shit. Mr. Schneider.
Oh, Franklin T. Schneider? Really?
We'll bring you on.
Okay. We'll see. We'll just take a few minutes here. Franklin T. Schneider is our theater guru, our theater man around town. Calling in, Franklin T. Schneider.
We're about to get
Teddy, is that you?
Oh, it is. Of course it's me.
Oh, great to hear your voice, my friend. Great to hear your voice. I was reading a little blurb today that says, CITR is so happy you happen to be on the air out there, celebrating after your first year that you're one of the best programs they have.
Yes, it is true. We are, CITR called us one of their best shows. It was such a surprise.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. I'm so honored for you, my friend. I'm so happy about that.
And I wanted to thank you for being part of our show this last year and a bit. Part of one of the things they mentioned as one of the best things was our recurring characters, such as yourself. So thank you so much, Franklin.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. It is an honor to join you in making the arts community in this town sit up and actually get out there and get productive. You know, keep entertaining the people. And on that note, I was calling in. I wanted to mention an open house this coming weekend, beginning of July. There's four theater companies in town that have all created a place called the Progress Lab over on William Street, just off of Clark. You got Rumble, New World, Boca de Lupo, and there's another one, though. They're going to kick my butt for not remembering their name. But it's an open house this Saturday from 3 o'clock till 8 o'clock in the evening. Come on by.
Okay. Where's it going to be at?
Progress Lab, 1422 William Street, just off of Clark.
Sounds good.
Oh, it's going to be great. I hope to see you and E-Rock out there, and I wanted to wish you congratulations, man. I think that's great. I'm so happy to be involved in it, and I love what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Franklin T. Schneider.
Always a pleasure.
Have a great night, gentlemen.
Franklin T. Schneider, thank you so much for phoning in. He does our theater review every once in a while here on Cab Radio, so make sure you tune in for some of those. He always gives an interesting take on the arts community in town, including gives you some of the best things that you can see. If you'd like to check out his latest episode, which was last week on Cab Radio, check out the podcast CITR-. That doesn't make sense. CITR.ca under the letter show. Oh, God. Under shows, under the letter C. Can't you tell why we're one of the favorites? Anyways, Franklin T. Schneider, check him out on our podcast. We're in studio with the Gastown Royals. We are joined by Rocco, Abby, Jared, and Kaz. We just gave away their prize pack to their show July 16th at the Media Club. One more song and we'll get you guys out of here, get some rest.
Sounds great.
And what are we going to hear this time?
Rocco's love ballad?
Love ballad.
It's love murder.
Well,
love
in my history,
is it called I'm in love with my heterosexual next door neighbor?
Yes. there's a verse about sprinkling rose petals.
You're entitled to Peeping Tom Johnson.
The reason why that's funny, if people don't know, me and Theodosius share a backyard.
We do. We live next door to each other. It's in it's all in a fence now, though.
His dog comes into my house and jumps on the couch, and that's
really
not a euphemism.
We're destroying the allure that we got on here because we're crying.
Yeah,
good.
Totally.
All right.
Thank you.
Memories.
We have your love ballad? Is that what we're getting to here?
Well, once you hear my love ballad, you'll understand my take on romance pretty much.
Okay.
Love ballad going out to Bloody Betty.
yeah, this one actually could be.
Gaston and Royals, check them out.
Are you
they
about
have a
miniature
show
Patrick
Friday,
Swayze?
July
Swayze by the lake?
16th
Wood?
At yeah. the Media Club.
All right, boys, let's go.
It was the hottest summer night there'd ever been.
Ever been.
I'd asked anyone if my love they had seen.
They had seen.
When I saw her in the courtyard in the arms of another man, I tell you it was more, far more than I could stand. And now I sit in this cell, can the bricks and the wall of my own private hell, and soon I'm dead and in the ground. It was a night far too hard, much whiskey down. The worst thing I ever did was fall in love.
Fall in love.
That's the reason why I drew my gun.
Drew my gun.
I showed her all my love, and I showed him all my hate. I had no words, so I used the business end of my 38. And now I sit in this cell. Bricks on the wall of my own private hell. And soon I'm dead and in the ground. It was a night far too hot, too much whiskey down. Then I awoke the next morning, realized what I'd done.
What I'd done.
I heard the sheriff calling, but I didn't bother to run.
The Gastown Royals, they have a show July 16th, Media Club,
Bill's
EP release
there.
Party. It's a hoedown.
Giardino or whoever the guy who played Mushnick's going to be there. We called him ahead of time.
Vincent Gardina.
Also playing with us are the Matinee, Desert Radio, and Badass Gatoon.
And if people want to hear more of your music,
They can check us out on MySpace.
They can come to our show and buy our first EP ever.
Yeah, you
I like that.
And then you can rip it to your computer and do whatever the crap you want to
do with
the coaster. It's a pretty looking disc, but...
Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
Depends on how much we drink.
Yeah, we're putting it together ourselves, so...
Come out and support
it's
local bands, grown. Because it's important to do so. It's
no.
important to support art, local community, just like Frank and T. Schneider said. Gaston Royals, thanks so much for coming back to Cab Radio.
Thank you very much, Teddy.
That was a good time.
Feels Friday. Like we've come full circle. Mm.
Yes,
except
you're releasing your first
album. Now
we've
wasted
awesome.
Money on an EP.
But yeah, but we had delicious cake.
This is true.
It's all got to start somewhere.
This is thanks, true.
Bro. Yeah. Gaston Royals, Friday, July 16th, Media Club. Be there and pick up their album.
Pick up two. Give one to your grandma. She'll love it.
My dad would love your music.
As
I'm
a
serious.
Coaster. Well, it's a, you know, like I said, it's a pretty looking disc.
Yeah, well, it's like Gaston Royals music your dad would try to have sex with your mom to, you know.
But, I'll give you that to mine.
That's enough. There's going to be lots of other bands, too.
On that image in my head, I will say good night to the Gaston Royals.
Call you later, Mom, Dad.
Back with closing moments after this.
Thanks, Daddy.
chug along like the old Virginia creeper down among the mountain laurel. I'm gonna meet you, baby, stoke my fire so we can make it home tonight. Come along, come along, come a ride into the station. Slide me up your ticket, baby, climb up on my engine. I'll ride you in my sleeper, I'm the new Virginia creeper tonight. I'm a rolling down the mountain, can't you hear my wheels are chugging? All the women stand around and pushing and a shoving, but you can have my loving, come on and watch my big wheels ride. I got smoke from my chimney belching blacker than coal. What would you think about me if I bet my soul? I'll ride you in my sleeper, I'm the new Virginia creeper tonight. And if you're but in a hurry, now don't you worry, we won't ride slow. You got my full on attention upon my engine, we'll let the whistle blow. Chug along, chugging right to your door. And if you'd like to ride, I'd like to ride you some more. I'll ride you in my sleeper, I'm the new Virginia creeper tonight. Stop and slide right into your station, but pay attention, that rail gets hot. Chug along, chugging right to your door. And if you'd like to ride, I'd like to ride you some more. I'll ride you in my sleeper, I'm the new Virginia creeper tonight. All right, I'll ride you in my sleeper, I'm the new Virginia creeper tonight. That's what I said. I'll ride you in my sleeper, I'm the new Virginia creeper tonight. One more time. I'll ride you in my sleeper, I'm the new Virginia creeper tonight.
Back here live in studio, that was Old Crow Medicine Show with their song Near Virginia Creeper. Want to thank all our guests tonight for coming through Gastown Royals Friday, July 16th at the Media Club, and Bloody Betty. She's got a show this Saturday at the Rickshaw Theater. It's Bloody Betty's Phobia Show.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be crazy and interesting. I went to the auditions, I saw some of the shows, and you don't want to miss this.
It's going to be a wild, wild weekend, including come out to Kitty Nights this Sunday as we're part of the Jazz Festival, which also leads into Cabaret Du After Dark coming up just around the corner. I am going to be playing this week. It's actually from the International Jazz Festival of Vancouver from 1999, Volume 1, June 24th to July 4th. So there's 17 tracks from that year that we're going to be listening to that played and they recorded live. I believe they do this every year. So this is way back from 1999. That's going to be on Cab Radio After Dark. So stick around for that. That's going to take you all the way until Suburban Jungle tomorrow morning right here. CITR 101.9 FM. Also, thanks to our winners, Dale and
Bill.
Bill, for calling in and winning prizes. Dale, you've won two tickets to the Bloody Betty Show. And Bill, you've won two tickets as well as the prize pack to the Gastown Royals Friday, July 16th at the Rickshaw Theater. Hey, I'm away this weekend for a wedding. E-Rock, what are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, I'm single.
Single, yes. Your lady's going
to
Europe.
Going away for 2 months, so I don't know. Probably partying it up.
Ladies,
getting crazy.
Ladies who like E-Rock,
give me a call.
I mean, I love you, babe.
We'll see you next Tuesday night at 11 for Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth.
My number's 847.
Tuesday night, every Tuesday night at 11. This song going out to Evil Patrick. Evil Patrick and I have been doing a Batman film, and I saw him do... Sometimes you learn a lot about someone when you see them do dance for the first time. And yes. I thought I learned a lot yesterday when I saw him dance this song. Evil Patrick, this one's for you. We'll see you next week, Tuesday night, CITR 101.9 FM.
I'll be dancing in here for you.
severe. My tribe went down in the Hall of Fame, cause I'm the one who shot Jesse James. Power for power, I will never break down. Big Bang. No, sir, I don't mess around. Oh!
Like Kiyosabe, of course it's me, a better known as the Master G. A fucking young squad, sense the danger, when it's done by the rapping ranger. Had a little talk with my medicine man, he said get them scars fast as you can. To all you girls that wanna join my tribe, just move to my rhythm and feel my vibe. Put up a fuss in the air, you'll agree, but when you come inside my TV, as I said before, you can sense the danger, when you're stung by the rapping ranger. With Silver and I, take a ride. All you just better step aside. I steal the squads, then run away.
Ho!
Super is what I'll say.
Ho!
His mask. He kicked off the shoes and did the monster mash. Tonto came along, saw what was happening. His head began to bop and his foot started to pat and go slam, dunk, do the jerk. And with the mic is how my smoke signals work. They were jamming off a record that said it best. Now what you hear is not a test.
Oonga, 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 oonga.
In Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabaradio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Happy